George Parada is the medical advisor for the National Pest Management Association and the medical director of the Loyola University Medical System Infection Control Program in Chicago, Illinois. He says people should enjoy summer, but always take precautions when it comes to diseases spread by ticks and mosquitoes.
Which earlier this year, the CDC pointed out that there's been a threefold increase in the past dozen years.
Current conditions are perfect for ticks and mosquitoes, according to Parada.
The number of mice, the number of deer are up. That's what the ticks really like to eat. And so their ability to survive the winters is better. The winters are not as harsh. So you see an expansion of the range of these ticks, and along with it, the expansion of the infection.
Utah does not have many cases of Lyme disease, but Parada says it is spreading from the Northeast all the way to the Midwest.
And there's also Lyme disease in California, which has started to go up the coast towards Oregon and Washington. So I don't know, we're closing in on you on both sides.
Parada says insect repellent is a simple answer to avoid insect bites, but it does work. Anytime you go hiking, he says it's better to dress in long pants and long sleeves. And when you do come back from the outdoors, remember to do a tick check.
For instance, the Lyme infection, the tick has to feed for 24 to 48 hours before it can transmit the infection. So if you do a tick check after being out and about and find a tick and remove it, the likelihood of actually catching Lyme is quite low.
Treatment for Lyme disease is more effective with an early diagnosis, but Parada says there is no treatment for West Nile virus and it just has to run its course. More information on prevention and treatment of diseases carried by insects can be found at upr.org. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.